This is Pawn Stars Unplugged. You know, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're all well.
The time is now 9:13 and 24 seconds. And you're listening to Roy and Friends on High FM 101.9, your favorite station. You can call us 074-654-7335. You can also SMS us on 34519. 34519. Or you can WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. This morning we're here with Liel Rimon, our expert in Swiss watch and diamonds, and with Peter Feldman, our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. And yesterday, I must say, I was quite disappointed with those three movies that... I mean, I don't know, maybe you were not in the mood, but the movies sound like, you, don't go there.
I tell you, as I call it as I see it.
No, you have to, but normally you're a little bit more excited about movies.
I don't know, maybe I'm getting a little tired of seeing these second-rate movies. You know, people may disagree. I've had discussions with people at opening nights coming up to me and said, oh, you reviewed this movie. What was wrong with it? Why are you so angry? I said, I'm not angry. I'm just looking at it from a positive point of view, from my positivity. You know, I'm just trying to tell people what movies to go and see. At the end of the day, it's your decision what you want to see. Do you want to go and see little girl who lives in this house who's ill and she doesn't have the immunity system to fight viruses, yeah. So she's got to stay in the house? Or do you want to watch The Promise, which is about the Armenian genocide and a love story? Or do you want to see Transporter?
Can I tell you what I like to see? And I'm not just talking about Rambo. What I like to see, really, is something that I'll uplift me. Something that, when I come a little bit sad after the bad day or whatever, I want something to make me happy. So I'll get out of it, and it makes me or laugh, proper laugh, or, like, you know, you get in, and you outside, and you think, what would have happened if? What would happen if that? Something that makes... A little bit tickles your intelligence, or
tickles your funny bone,
or your funny bone, or your intelligence. I mean, one of the two. Like for instance, Remember wasn't funny, but Remember was a proper.
But you still remember what happened.
I can never forget this movie.
Did you see Denial, Roy?
Denial. No.
Denial was about David Irving and the Holocaust.
Okay, well, no, I haven't seen
he
it.
He denied that the Holocaust
ever happened. Place.
Well,
even
yes.
Abu Mazen did. You
he
know,
said
Abu Mazen,
it didn't work out. He tried to put figures together to prove that it couldn't have happened.
Yes, you talked about it.
We spoke 2 weeks about
ago,
it, yeah. It was on quite a while ago. And then there's another movie coming up called The Exception.
Right.
I mentioned it last week, which is due for release very soon. And that is just before the war, as Hitler's rising to power. From the First World War, they'd isolated the king, and they sent him, King Wilhelm, and he was exiled to Amsterdam.
Yes,
he lived in a castle,
yes.
And they had to protect him with German troops. And it's about a Jewish girl who is involved. She's one of the maids, and what happens at the castle when Himmler arrives, and they're discussing the final solution with the Jews, and it's very harrowing. But a very, very good story. And Christopher Plummer, who was also in Remember.
Yeah.
He's so good, Roy. And he plays the king. So it's a very interesting movie to look forward to. Otherwise, we spoke about quite a few things last night. We spoke about marriage and how exceptional it is when you're married to the right person.
When the right person, when you, normally the guy is the right person. And... You know, let me tell you, many people say, you get married, I mean, you know, you say, how's your marriage? Say, well, I'm married, my wife is happy, you know, that's what they say. You're happily married, yeah.
You're married.
I'm married, my wife is happy.
are you happy?
I'm married.
Yeah, but are you happy?
I have to answer?
Is I think
the,
so, right?
Can I take the fifth?
What's the fifth?
The fifth commandment.
The fifth amendment.
Amendment.
I don't think it exists in South Africa, or does it?
I don't know. In South Africa, you know, there's a lot of things I wanted to discuss today. So first of all, you know, there was an American journalist that discovered, actually last week, he discovered that Barack Obama tried to manipulate the Muslim Brotherhood that ruled in Egypt at the time, you know, just before Assisi, General Assisi took over. They ruled for about a year, And he tried to actually manipulate them or pay them about $8 billion to try to convince them to give the terror organization Hamas the ruling to give them the opportunity to rule the Sinai desert, believe it or not. So basically, while we're sitting here, we're sitting with things are starting to pop up after Obama left. Everything start to come back into what we all, but myself at least, we were suspecting that the guy is really working for the bad sides, you know, we're really working for the bad guys. So yeah, so that's just came out now with the one investigating journalist, American investigating journalist. Over and above that, we've got our own SKP. Do you think Zuma is trying to jump ship?
No, what gives you that impression?
Good one. You know, it's not an impression, but 330 million rands house in Dubai, a lot of like billions here, billions there.
He's just looking towards his pension, that's all.
In Dubai?
All over.
Being a South African citizen in Dubai.
Yeah, if he's not got anything to do, he's going to outgo and Dubai
ship.
Things.
This is jumping ship, but this is jumping ship. Same as Idi Amin did, same as all those other guys. I think that's the way I look at it anyway. And then we've got, over and above that, we've got, what do we have today? What do we have today?
Oh, we have a lot of adverts, that's how I tell you. Yes, we've got.
So why don't you read an advert?
Should I start the first one?
Start an advert, then we're going to go into a song, then we're going to...
This is Pound Stars Unplugged.
And we're back, 074-654-7335. You can SMS us 34519 or WhatsApp on 062-148-2374. So today I want to talk about diamonds. You know, we always talk about other stuff, but today I want to talk about diamonds. I'll tell you why diamonds, because so many people are asking me, what diamonds must I buy to my girlfriend? She wants to be my wife. I don't know. Guys, let me just put it all in perspective. We've got Lielia. He knows a lot about diamonds. And even Peter will learn something about diamonds.
I'm always learning.
All right. So if you guys want to get a little bit cleverer, just put your ears down and listen to this. So what are diamonds? First of all, diamonds are known to men since ancient times. Not from yesterday. They used to be as jewelry. You know, basically the whole idea of diamonds started in India, funny enough. It's a bright sun, zodiac sign is Aries. Associated month is April. You know, if people believe those mythical stuff. It's a cubic crystal system. The chemical formula is C, a carbon. And basically the hardness is the hardest substance known to men right now. The hardness substance is 10.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why is it so hard? Why a diamond is so hard?
Like a woman's heart. I don't know why.
But you know it's the month of April, Roy. Well done.
Listen. Why? Was it bad?
No, it's not bad at all.
No, that one I actually made. I know.
It's like the one you heard before. It's fake news. It's fake information.
Is it fake information? Is it not correct?
What?
Roy, can you take a diamond and use it to cut a mirror or a window?
Yes, for sure.
You can.
For sure.
And people use it.
Yes.
Didn't you do the vitrage in school when you were at school?
What?
Vitrage.
Vitrage. It's a pieces of glass with different colors that you make like a picture or something.
You know, I was at school a long time ago. I don't remember.
You don't remember school?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You fell on your head after it. No, but we used to have little knives.
Yeah.
It's like a little handle with a little wheel in the end. And the edges of the wheel, it's crushed diamonds, diamond dust.
Yeah.
And this is how you cut the glass with.
Hmm.
So even if you go now to where they make pictures, a glass cutter, where they make frames and make pictures, they use this diamond dust.
So what they do is basically they scratch the glass and then they can take it. It's actually the best way to find out if diamond is real or not. It's not to buy a diamond tester. Actually to take something which is slightly less harder than diamonds. So what you do is you take an emery paper, mm-hmm. and you take the so-called diamond and you try to scratch rub it, it on. Scratch it. If the diamond scratches, my brother, it's on a diamond.
Yeah.
that's how it's supposed. So that's the easiest way to find out. It's actually the best way as well, because now there's a lot of fakes. So there's a diamond and there's something called mercenite. Now, mercenite is, it's a artificial diamond, basically.
Yeah.
It's the closest thing to a diamond. It's hard, almost like a diamond, but it's almost like a diamond. So if you take an emery paper or your wife nail filer, but it has to be emery, not the steel one. Try. If it wears the diamond, it's not a diamond. So this is something that, yeah.
So if someone come to you with a great big diamond of 2 carats, you think it's worth, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of francs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much it's really worth, but
you take this piece of emery.
You take
paper.
This piece of emery and you scratch his diamond and...
And it's not a diamond.
It's not a diamond. That should break someone's heart, no?
Many people come to me and say, you know what, I went to... it used to be a diamond here and I went to... Yeah. And I went to this guy to clean my ring and he changes the diamond. I think most of it is urban legend. I don't believe that.
We got a couple of times that we actually proved that it happens.
Did he? Yeah, did you?
Definitely.
Seriously, people actually change the diamond.
A guy have certificates and everything when he bought the diamonds. And
so listen, let me tell you.
Then he come to you and give you the ring. The diamond is in there, and you look at it and said, "Listen, there is no way that this is the same diamond that is written in this certificate."
You know, let me tell you something. When we're talking about diamonds, and you're talking about the human nature, is that a guy that's, let's say, it happened before that a guy that is, let's say, addicted to drugs or whatever, he will take his mother's ring or it will take his wife's ring. It will go to the nearest second-hand dealer. He'll change the diamond to a zirconia. She wouldn't pay attention. And 20 years later, she will blame the local jeweler.
Also can happen. Yeah. A lot of things can happen. Listen.
But it doesn't. I don't know. I know the way we operate, and I know it's... Maybe some other people operate like that.
It's not you. It's basically who is doing that. And again, it's not. It doesn't mean that people are actually doing that. But the cases that we saw is with private jewelry shops and small jewelry shop. Not,
you know what, people
chains.
Try to make money in many, many weird ways. Yeah. And what I want to explain about diamonds, so basically a diamond is 100% carbon. It is the hardest substance known to men. They say diamonds are forever. They say diamonds are...
Diamonds are forever, eh?
They said diamonds are...
To form a diamond takes forever.
It takes over millions of years.
Tens of millions of years.
But right now they do it over in a lab,
In a lab.
Under high pressure and... Yeah.
And how long it
HPHT.
Takes?
HPHT. Say again?
How long it takes?
Couple of weeks.
It's amazing,
of weeks, yeah. So we've got like this. So basically they say diamonds are forever. Diamonds are Gilbert's friends. Diamonds are men's worst enemies. And I'll explain. So, if anybody thinks that the diamonds are colorless, diamonds are found in different colors. So diamonds, we've got a lot of colors. The rarer color, I think it's a red diamond.
The rarest color,
I think it's a red diamond. I know of a red diamond that sold just under a carat, that sold a few years ago on auction, Christie's auction, for over £8 million. Under a carat. Wow. Under a carat, so 96 point or something like this. So the colors of diamonds can vary. Can be black, red, purple, blue, gray, green, yellow, pink, brown, orange. I mean, you can find basically diamonds in any color. And it depends on what ground they were growing next to.
The minerals next
to the ground will give some color.
It's still very, very rare to find a color diamond.
Yes.
They're much more found in white color.
White color and yellow. Yellow is actually not as rare as white. And it's actually quite simple. It goes like this. So diamonds, and there's somebody is asking us about the four C's. So obviously they want to know about the four C's. So diamonds are, when you look at diamonds, you have to look at four C's. What is the four C's? The number one C is the weight of the diamond is measured by a carat. Carat, rather than measuring it by grams, they measure it by a carat. So a 1 carat is equal to 0.2 grams, meaning 5 carats will make a full gram. It's exactly. It's exact. There's no points or whatever. It's exactly fifth of a gram is a carat.
Yeah, and we're measuring every carat in points, so each carat contain 100
points. 100%. So we can measure
less than a carat.
Less than a carat we can measure, yeah. So basically half a carat is 50 pointers, and then 60 pointers, 70 till 100 points. 100 points will make a carat, and 101 is over a carat. So what happens is the four C's, meaning the first C is a carat. Carat is the weight of the diamond, not the size of the diamond, the big or small, the weight of the diamond. The second C is the cut. What cut is the diamond? Is it there's a lot of known shapes. Obviously, the ultimate shape and the most expensive shape is a round brilliant, the new round brilliant.
Why we say it's the most expensive? Because it's the most popular. That's what decide what is expensive.
And it's most difficult to achieve from a diamond is the round brilliant. The rest of the shapes are actually, because the diamond, when it comes from the ground, it comes in different shapes. So sometimes to make a pear shape, it's easier to achieve a bigger, a heavier diamond than a round brilliant. But if you get a beautiful round brilliant, this is top.
Top of the range.
Top of the range. Over and above that, it reflects the lights the best. The light the best. So,
exactly.
So round brilliant will be... So we got the second C will be the cut, meaning what cut it is. So there's a lot of cuts.
You got we're not going to say the names, but you got triangle, you got square, you got rectangle.
You got the princess cut, pear.
That's the name.
Round brilliant. You got
the radiance and
radiance and the cushion and marquee. Yeah. So you got all those cuts. The third C is a color. Now the color can be formed from a D, which is colorless, basically colorless, to M, which is M will be on a normal chart will be the worst yellowish or slight yellowish color. It's actually a cape color. They call it a cape color stone. From about a J to a M, it will be a cape color. After M, it goes worse and worse, yellow, till it gets to very yellow, which is fancy yellow. That's basically the way it works. That's the third C. And the fourth C is a clarity. What clarity? And clarity is determined by how badly included is the diamond. From IF, which is internally flawless, or FL, which is flawless, in the chart, internally flawless, then it works internally flawless, and VVS, which is very, very small inclusion, then it's VS, which is very small inclusion, to SI, which is small inclusion, and I, which is inclusion. Just to let you know that all inclusions are inspected under 10 times 10 magnification glass. So basically, when you look at the diamond under 100 magnification, you might see a flawless diamond. You see it's not really flawless. But under 10 magnification,
and of course,
it would be
flawless.
The bigger
the diamond, is easier to look with your eyes if there's any inclusions inside.
100%. And the clearer the diamond, the whiter the diamonds, the easier the inclusions will pop up.
Yes.
And so if you got more questions, don't hesitate basically to contact us. You can contact us at our offices as well, 011-325-7777. We are in Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park, or just go to Cash-ins, basically Cash-in with two N's. .co.za, and we'll tell you a lot about diamonds.
We're not only going to tell you, we can even show you. We can even do better than this. We are selling diamonds. Diamonds we're selling separately. We're selling them in jewelry. We can make the jewelry for you. If you want to get married, like if you didn't listen to the show yesterday,
maybe you want
to get married. If you're not married yet, if you want to have a nice, beautiful present for your wife, for your girlfriend, for your children, there is beautiful, beautiful jewelry. And if you don't find what you like, and by the way, everything is much, much, much cheaper than the jewelry shops. If you don't find what you like, we'll make it for you for scratch, and it's still going to be much, much cheaper than what you think or imagine it's going to be, because we're just charging very differently than the jewelry shop. We're charging for the material prices. And you'll see the big difference. Yeah,
it's huge difference. For most of the shops, must be about 25. I mean, must be about quarter of the price or something.
Quarter of the price, at least.
And especially when it comes to small diamonds, sometimes we don't even consider diamonds in the jewelry. And the time is now 9:39. Please contact us 062-148-2374. That's our WhatsApp line. Then you can SMS us 34519 or call us on air if you got the guts. 074-654-7335. What advertising we still got, Peter?
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. 074-654-7335. You can also SMS us 34519 or 062-148-2374. That's our WhatsApp line. You can please send us your WhatsApps. And there's few WhatsApps here. Please explain the depth of our four C's, which we did. Effect of diamond waiting. Bailed breath to hear about diamonds. We've got... Someone is asking us about auctions. But you know what? We've got another ad. Let's finish with it. What is that?
It's actually... The year is 1914 when medical student Michael Bogosian arrives in the cosmopolitan Turkish capital, Constantinople. He meets Anna, and the shared Armenian heritage sparks an immediate attraction. With the mighty Ottoman Empire crumbling in the Great War, Constantinople is... on the verge of chaos as the Turks form an alliance with Germany and the empire turns violently against their own ethnic minorities, Michael and Anna must join forces to survive. Promises are made and promises are broken. The one promise that must be kept is to live on and tell the story. Directed by Terry George, director of Hotel Rwanda, The Promise star Oscar Isaac, Charlotte Labon, an Academy Award winner Christian Bale, and releases at select cinemas on Friday, the 23rd of June. Back to you, Rob.
Thank you so much. You know, if you're looking at the birthdays today, so our birthday girl today that everybody knows is Meryl Streep. She's 68. Meryl?
Streep. Trump said she's a...
I know what Trump
she's
said.
She's useless. Nobody likes her.
She's useless. I don't like her.
Listen to Trump. Of course.
I listen to Trump and I listen to me.
Before
the first movie first time I hated her was in Silkwood. Do you remember Silkwood?
Yeah, of course.
I hated her. That's it. She's not for me. She's really not for me. She's first of all not a pretty woman.
There's something about her, Roy. She's not beautiful, she photographs very well and she's an excellent actress.
She's first of all, she's one of the best actresses ever, and after Trump said she's awful, she's even better.
Of course.
Yes. And the only time that I really liked her in a movie, it's in The Bridges of Madison County, because I love the movie and I love the...
So anyway, let me tell you something. Obvious, she's... I don't think she's
90 what?
She's 68.
She's not 90 anyway.
She looked 90.
She's 68. She was not pretty when she was young. She's definitely not pretty now.
Remember The Deer Hunter, Roy? Did you see
sure
that?
I remember The Deer Hunter.
Yeah, she was young. She was attractive.
She was never attractive.
Sophie's choice?
I don't know what you attract.
No, she was not attractive. She was blonde, yes. She's still blonde. But
she's still blonde. She's
you know, attractiveness is in the eyes
the
of the
eye
beholder.
Of the
serious? You think so?
Very serious.
Yeah, but there's like a...
That's what you say on ugly girls.
There's not no. go there.
No, ugly girls different. You know, my brother Yaron, which is, really, God bless his heart. He used to be like a great player. And he Cazano. Always said...
Card player.
He was a card.
He was a good player. He was a proper player. And he always said to me, good girls is the invention of the ugly ones. So somebody says to me, I've got a great girl.
She has a great heart.
She's got a great heart. Keep her.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
It's 9:52 and it's just time to say, basically, just to say a couple of goodbyes to you. I just want to talk about, you know, there's a lot of emails that we get to our offices. By the way, if you want to contact us, roy@cashin.co.za. It's R-O-Y at cashin, C-A-S-H, same as cash, in like holiday in,
I-N-N,
.co.za. You can contact me anytime. Our telephone numbers at office is 011-325-7777. With anything you have, you want to ask us how much it costs. If you want to buy a vehicle, you rather bring it to us to check it for you. We won't charge you anything. We check it for you, check paperwork for you.
Not only
we do
vehicles,
that as a service.
We check and estimate your jewelry and your
everything
diamonds,
for free.
Your gold, everything for free and with pleasure and with a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah, so anything you need, you're most welcome to contact us, 011-325-7777. A lot of people are asking me about auctions.
Why are they asking you about the auction? We have a great, beautiful shop full.
Yeah, with 43,000 items.
43,000, it was the last time you count, Roy, and that was like
counted
a couple of months ago. I'm sure it's already a couple of thousands more.
Yeah.
A huge amount of beautiful memorabilia. We got art, we got carpets, we got Persian carpets. We got,
I mean, art, you're talking big time.
Art, we're talking about, I don't think any gallery in South Africa.
Yeah, we have more. No,
and some of the items you should mention were featured on your Porn Star show.
I think what we're going to do is like this. First of all, for next week's show, please put your ears down to the ground. We're going to have, we're going to talk about auctions. And we're going to talk about auctions. Why is it good to buy in auctions rather than to go to gallery? First of all, an auction, we'll just give you some idea of thinking. And you can most welcome to contact us. Like I said, send us. Send us the send us SMSs to our numbers. You can call us, ask some more details. If you want a question to be answered, you can or WhatsApp to 0621482374 while we on air. Or otherwise, you can actually
send it directly to Roy's phone.
Yeah, to 0836100209. You can always contact my telephone. More than that, we will answer all your questions about auctions. For my opinion, auctions are the best way to buy anything, because that's the best price you can get it.
And we're going to say who is our auction. Auctions are more for, they're for everybody, but we're going to give you more direction. So listen to this.
Listen carefully. I'm on my way to Cape Town today, and I'm going to tell you how the weather
was. Enjoy the weekend.
I will enjoy the week. I will try my best
Please
to enjoy
do.
Weekends with my kids.
Send us the pictures, because I know when you're in Cape Town, you and your kids have to go and like to go and surf. So I want some pictures.
Okay.
And really, really have fun. No pressure.
Thank you so much. It's 14 degrees in Cape Town. I doubt we're going to surf. Shabbat shalom to everybody.
Cheers from Peter.
Cheers from you guys.
Bye-bye.